So there are these different properties that we can measure, like the piezoelectric coefficients. And sometimes the form of them, the piezoelectric coefficient tells you how the polarization changes when you change the stress. So there's polarization, which is a vector. So I'll write it with an I here to be the components of the vector. And that's related to a stress, which I'll put the JK components of two. So there are nine of these. And every one of the nine of these can affect all three components of the polarization in general. And they're coupled by constants, which are then third rank tensors. There are 27 coefficients that you need to know. If there are nine components here and three components there, and if in general every one of these components can affect every one of those components, then the equation looks like this for this piezoelectric effect. But the form of this tensor is restricted by symmetry. So the sum of the elements will have to be zero by symmetry, and then maybe the symmetry will tell us that certain elements have to be the same. So for instance, if you have a cubic crystal and you press it in the x direction and you measure these coefficients, then you turn it, you press it in the y direction, if it's cubic, the response you get when you push it in the y direction must be the same as the response you get when you push it in the x direction. So some of those coefficients will have to be identical because of symmetry. All right, so crystals have symmetries, and every crystal has a set of point symmetries. And a point symmetry is a symmetry that where one point, at least one point, stays the same during the symmetry operation. So for instance, if you have a rotation, there's an axis of rotation, and all the points on the axis of rotation stay, they don't move during the rotation. If you have inversion means you take x to minus x, y to minus y, z to minus z, you just invert through the origin, and then the origin stays the same. So if a crystal has inversion symmetry, that's one of its point symmetries. And there are, for every crystal, you can associate a set of symmetries. And it turns out there are 32 possibilities. These are the 32 point groups. And a group is a set of symmetry operations. You can think about it as a set of symmetry operations that when you multiply them together, so you perform one symmetry operation after another, it always gives some other element of that same group. And an example of this would be if you have a square, and this has got a symmetry that you can rotate it by 90 degrees. So that could be the symmetry A. And another symmetry is that you can rotate it by 180 degrees. And if you do both, then you'll rotate it by 270 degrees, which is also a symmetry of this. And if you just think of these rotation symmetries, there's four possibilities. There's the identity where you don't turn it. You turn it 90 degrees, 180 degrees, or 270 degrees. And any combination of those, if you, say, turn it 180 degrees twice, that brings back to the identity. That's the same as not turning it at all. So if you take two of these group elements and you perform them one after another, you should get another one of the group elements. This is what the definition of the group is. So there are 32 point groups, and knowing the point group associated with a crystal that you're looking at can help you identify which elements of things like the piezoelectric coefficients or the electrical conductivity stay must be zero or are equivalent during rotation. Up here, I have a symmetry that's a rotation. This is a rotation around the x-axis. So every everything on the x-axis just gets multiplied by 1, and y and z get rotated by an angle alpha. So this is an example of a symmetry operation written as a matrix.